Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Let's talk health care, and let's go to the North Country, where Republican Elise Stefanik held a televised town hall last night facing folks who were angry about President Trump's Obamacare repeal and replace bill, which dominated the taping last night. Alan, your reaction?
Well, I don't know that either Congresswoman Stefanik or Congressman Faso counted on this kind of a reaction to this repeal. The idea, of course, is that they needed the money. We all know that by now for their budget. They couldn't do what they wanted to do without overturning Obamacare, and they've done this. And the reaction has been horrendous for them. Now, John Faso is supposed to be at WAMC today at 2 o'clock, and people will have a chance to call in at 1-800-348-2551 and to question the congressman. We try to have everybody on WAMC. There are those who don't believe we should, and I don't care. As long as I breathe a breath or I'm here, we will have everybody on. Stefanik, yesterday, we had Congressman Maloney saying he was coming into the district. A very unusual move and something that sort of breaks the 11th commandment of politics, in which you go into somebody else's district, lest they do that to you. But Maloney seems quite determined and says, I'll back off the moment he meets his constituents in a town hall. So what's happened now is what they didn't bargain for was the kind of velocity the Faso Stefanik and all the other Republican congressmen, particularly those who come from districts which Hillary Clinton carried, and those are going to be the targeted districts for the Democrats to take back the House if they can do it.
From there to the Russian investigation, Sally Yates, of course, the former acting U.S. Attorney General, testified before a U.S. subcommittee yesterday, Alan, that she told President Trump's White House in its early days that Michael Flynn was susceptible to blackmail. And we know also that President Barack Obama warned President Trump against hiring Michael Flynn, who he fired.
And of course, Donald Trump is out with his tweets saying that the Russia-Trump collusion story is a total hoax. Now, all I can tell you is one of the advantages of being a little bit older, as I am, is that you've lived through Watergate, for example, and you know denials, I am not a crook, until that moment comes when it all falls apart. Now, I have been saying before these microphones, you know it and I know it, David, with some trepidation, I'll be honest with you, this is not easy stuff, that if Trump is to be impeached, it is going to be over the Russian connection. We know that from the moment Trump got into office and before, he was talking about Putin and what a great guy he was, and his own generals have fought back against him on that. So it is Russia that he really has to look out for. Now we hear one of his sons yesterday who was quoted as saying that the money that they used for their golf courses were coming from Russia. Well, if that turns out to be true, and they now are saying it isn't true, it didn't happen, they didn't say it, but you know, with a smoke, there's fire. In any case, it is Flynn, who I worry about, becomes a scapegoat. And then it all stops with Flynn. But the question is, does it go further? And if it does, what are they going to do? Is this going to become a Watergate where one piece after another begins to fall? It is the Russian connection which is really imperative. And no wonder Trump is striking back the way that he is.
From the Washington Post this morning, Alan, the Trump administration is considering a major shift in strategy in Afghanistan, including increase of at least 3,000 troops that would effectively put the U.S. back on a war footing with the Taliban.
Well, Obama's philosophy was, we'll give them a little help, but we're not going to overly commit. We've learned lessons in Vietnam and places like that where indigenous groups cannot be defeated. In this case, the Taliban is a terrible group. Trump must know that his reputation is if Afghanistan falls, and Afghanistan has always been that pivot, right, to David, where the Russians got thrown out, where the Americans have had a tough time, where Osama bin Laden got developed, and we know that if we go in, it may be unwinnable in itself with more ground troops. Yesterday on the Times, I was quoting Snyder, the Yale historian, who said there was going to be a coup d'etat if Trump was doing what he's doing. He was going to need a Reichstag-type fire. This could be it. North Korea could be it in order to sort of impose a military solution. There are many people who think it's all nonsense. It'll never happen, and it may never happen. There may be enough patriots to put a stop to it, if that is indeed what he has in mind. But you got to listen. And for the one guy who wrote me yesterday and said, that's a bunch of nonsense, since it's over the top. Maybe. On the other hand, here's a guy who has studied the Holocaust, this guy Snyder, and who adds up all the pieces. And it's scary enough to listen to.